KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:02, it's mostly clear and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a chance of flurries this afternoon, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, police in Red Oak report the arrest this morning of 50-year-old Janice Kyle Hunt. Hunt, who's from Red Oak, was taken into custody in the 1500 block of North 4th Street on charges of trespassing an open container. Hunt was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Lenox Police Department said no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident that occurred Tuesday morning at around 7 a.m. at the intersection of Brooks and Ohio Streets. That's when a 1997 Chrysler, driven by 20-year-old Jesse Harrison of Prescott, crashed into a utility pole. The accident happened as Harrison was traveling north on Brooks when he fell asleep and lost control of the vehicle, which then hit a utility pole and a sign pole. The damage amounted to $10,000. Harrison was cited for failure to maintain control. Groups that rescue donkeys in Iowa and Nebraska are working together to find homes for several of the animals. Stephanie Sheehan is one of the directors at Lusco Farms Donkey Rescue in Malvern. That organization recently teamed up with Epona Rescue near Crate, Nebraska, to save the creatures.
A lady contacted us from Nebraska, and her father had recently passed, and she lived in the city, and she didn't know what to do with a donkey. And so we got in contact with her, and we went to Nebraska, and we rescued them. There were two donkeys, and then we rescued a mule, and then another rescue in Nebraska, Epona Horse Rescue. They took the horse and the pony that was recently born.
Sheehan says the animals were in good health and had received great care. In fact, they'd been spoiled a bit too much.
Only one has hoof issues, and other than that, they're just a little, well, not a little overweight. They're quite overweight. The gentleman was feeding them Twinkies, and we had the farrier come out and look at them and our vet, and so now they are on diet, and we are hoping within the next week we can trim their hooves, and besides that, they are ready to go.
She says it's fortunate for the animals the groups were able to work together, if for nothing more than to save money on feed. Hay prices due to the drought have skyrocketed, and Sheehan says the more people are contacting Lusco Farms Rescue and to surrender their donkeys, mules, and horses because they can no longer afford to feed them.
The hay issue has become a very wide problem throughout. We've had numerous people email asking what they can do, where they can send them, and we're mainly trying to find foster places for these animals.
And you can learn more about that at www.luscofarmsrescue.org. That's luscofarmsrescue.org. You may have heard that there's a high-tech automobile simulator at the University of Iowa, but the campus is also home to a bicycle simulator. Dr. Jody Plummert is co-coordinator of the sophisticated virtual environment, which is used to show how children make decisions in heavy traffic without being at risk. Plummert said the simulator immerses bicycle riders in a cityscape.
There's a bicycle that sits in the middle of these three very large screens that are placed at right angles to each other. So it completely wraps around the person who's riding the bike. And as you pedal the bike, you actually appear to be moving through the environment. As you turn, you appear to be turning and so on.
And she says one focus of the bicycling simulator is to compare how kids and adults cross intersections filled with virtual oncoming cars and trucks.
They bicycle up to an intersection and they see traffic that's coming on the cross street and they just watch the traffic and then they cross when they think that they can get across without getting hit by a car. Then they just go on and do that again at the next intersection, and they do that for 12 or 14 intersections.
From the recent research, Plummert said they're seeing a pattern in the children bicyclists ages 10, 12, and 14. She said they choose the same gaps in traffic as the adults to cross, but they tend to hesitate before pulling out.
What happens is that they end up with less time to spare than the adults have. So one of the things that we've been able to pinpoint is that kids, even at these older ages, when you put them in a fairly challenging traffic situation, are not coordinating their movement with the traffic as well as the adults are.
There are some 600,000 bicycle-related injuries treated in emergency rooms nationwide each year. Children ages 5 to 15 years old represent a particularly vulnerable segment of the cycling population. Motor vehicles are involved in about one of every third bicycle-related brain injury and in 90% of all fatalities resulting from bicycle crashes. Well, an eastern Iowa county is considering an ordinance that would punish social hosts who provide alcohol to minors. The proposal is designed to discourage underage drinking at social gatherings. The proposed Clinton County ordinance would make it unlawful for any social host to allow an underage person to possess alcohol, even if the social host isn't present. Violating the ordinance would be a simple misdemeanor, punishable by a fine between $65 and $650, and up to 30 days in jail. Advocates who want to stop underage and binge drinking met with the Clinton County Board of Supervisors on Monday to discuss that ordinance. Pending reports of other earlier births, it looks like a 6-pound, 12-ounce boy delivered in Des Moines was the first baby born in Iowa in 2013. Officials say Ryder Allen Frink was born at 12:13 a.m. Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center. His parents, Ashley and Patrick Frink of Pleasant Hill, say he was due January 6th. Among the other Iowa babies born on New Year's Day was a girl who was delivered at 12:17 a.m. at a Bettendorf hospital, and a boy who arrived at 12:45 a.m. in Waterloo, and a boy who was born at 1:04 a.m. at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. At St. Luke's Regional Medical Center in Sioux City, the first baby didn't arrive until 8:59 p.m. on Tuesday. A former Davenport City alderman accused of threatening his neighbor is trying to get an assault charge against him dismissed. 71-year-old Keith Meyer was charged with assault while displaying a weapon. Police say he threatened a neighbor with a gun. The hearing is set for January 3rd on his motion to dismiss that charge. Meyer served as Davenport's third ward alderman for several terms. He lost his bid for re-election back in 2007. And finally in the news, an Eastern Iowa Police Department is adding a military surplus Humvee to its fleet of squad cars. The Wapello Police Department acquired the 2011 Humvee for free from the U.S. military. Police Chief Wayne Crump says a federal program lets law enforcement agencies use the equipment as is. Law enforcement agencies have to pay for delivery costs and any needed repairs. The department also has to maintain the vehicle, but it can keep it for as long as needed. The six-cylinder diesel-powered Humvee has 7,000 miles on it. Police plan to outfit it with lights, a radio, sirens, and other equipment. Members of the Wapello Police Department drove to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin to pick up the vehicle on December 26th. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, trading is off to a roaring start on Wall Street. The Dow leapt by more than 230 points at the open after lawmakers in Washington passed a last-minute deal that heads off widespread tax increases and delays the sharp spending cuts associated with the so-called fiscal cliff. The S&P had shot up by 2%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 2.7% to start the day. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones is up a little more than 258 points with a volume of 13,362. The S&P 500 is up a little more than 29. NASDAQ is up 7.75. And in other news, now that Congress has passed a deal heading off the tax cuts associated with the fiscal cliff, President Obama is rejoining his family in Hawaii. He's not signed the bill yet, but can do so remotely, either by using a machine called an auto pen or by having the bill flown to Hawaii. And high seas and strong winds have been keeping crews from boarding an oil drilling ship that ran aground in the Gulf of Alaska. Federal officials say the Royal Dutch Shell drilling rig is carrying about 143,000 gallons of diesel and about 12,000 gallons of lubricating oil and hydraulic fluid, but they say the vessel appears to be stable. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Jim Hagen, age 87 of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Jim Hagen will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Robert Birch Sr., age 90 of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Birch Sr. will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Irene Marie Kramer Friesen, age 95 of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Irene Friesen will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Council Bluffs, with the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs in charge of the arrangements. Levon Klinkefus, age 93 of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Levon Klinkefus will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Eugene Jean Francis Casey of Griswold died December 24th at his home in Griswold. A memorial mass for Jean Casey will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Bruno Jr. Sonny Reichardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died December 20th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Sonny Reichardt will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That's a check of our news this hour on KJAN.